The Azraeli Foundation and Penguin Random House Canada present A Cry in Unison, Sistering for Survival by Judy Weissenberg-Cohen. Preface written and read by Dr. Naomi Azraeli. With introduction written and read by Karen Doa. Primary text read for you by the author. Cover art by Raphael Moha and cover image by the Ghetto Fighters House Museum Photo Archive.
Series preface, in their own words. Since the end of World War II, approximately 40,000 Jewish Holocaust survivors have immigrated to Canada. Who they are, where they came from, what they experienced, and how they built new lives for themselves and their families are important parts of our Canadian heritage. The Azraeli Foundation's Holocaust Survivor Memoirs Program was established in 2005. To preserve and share the memoirs written by those who survived the 20th century Nazi genocide of the Jews of Europe and later made their way to Canada. The memoirs encourage the readers to engage thoughtfully and critically with the complexities of the Holocaust and to create meaningful connections with the lives of survivors. Millions of individual stories are lost to us forever. By preserving the stories written by survivors and making them widely available to a broad audience, the Azraeli Foundation's Holocaust Survivor Memoirs Program seeks to sustain the memory of all those who perished at the hands of hatred, abetted by indifference and apathy. The personal accounts of those who survived against all odds are as different as the people who wrote them, but all demonstrate the courage, strength, wit, and luck that it took to prevail and survive in such terrible adversity. The memoirs are also moving tributes to people, strangers and friends, who risked their lives to help others and who, through acts of kindness and decency in the darkest of moments, frequently helped the persecuted maintain faith in humanity and courage to endure. These accounts offer inspiration to all, as does the survivors' desire to share their experiences so that new generations can learn from them. The Holocaust Survivor Memoirs Program collects, archives, and publishes survivor memoirs and makes the print editions available free of charge to educational institutions and Holocaust education programs across Canada. All revenues to the Azraeli Foundation from the sales of the Azraeli series of Holocaust Survivor Memoirs go toward the publishing and educational work of the Memoirs Program. My father, David Azraeli, who was a Holocaust survivor himself and the founder of the Azraeli Foundation, once wrote, "In telling these stories, the writers have liberated themselves. For so many years, we did not speak about it, even when we became free people, living in a free society. Now, when at last we are writing about what happened to us in this dark period of history, knowing that our stories will be read and live on, it is possible for us to feel truly free. These unique historical documents put a face on what was lost and allow readers to grasp the enormity of what happened to 6 million Jews, one story at a time."
Introduction by Karen Durr. I first met Judy at a conference on Holocaust education, which she attended as the founder of the website Women and the Holocaust, a cyberspace of their own. I'm using her first name here with affection because I've come to know her well, academically and personally. She established her website in 2001. Before it became prevalent in the field of Holocaust studies to consider women's experiences specifically. It was not long before this that the distinguished professor of Holocaust studies, Carol Rittner, had famously asked her colleague John Roth, after reading his 1989 book on the Holocaust, "Where are the women?" Rittner then set to the task of filling this gap with Different Voices, Women and the Holocaust, a seminal volume containing the work of pioneering scholars of women's Holocaust experiences, co-edited with Roth and published in 1993. Judy's daughter Michelle thoughtfully offered her mother a copy of the book, and it had a profound impact on Judy. At the time that she began learning about Holocaust scholarship in the 1990s, there was a belief among many researchers and survivors that Jewish suffering during the German Judeocide should not be differentiated by gender or age, so as not to lose sight of the horrors perpetrated against all Jews. Therefore, this new cognizance of women's experiences in the Holocaust frequently met with resistance. Yet, as Judy explains in her memoir, the aim of this scholarship was not to efface men's suffering, but to highlight that women were often treated differently on account of their gender and their status in family life and in society as a whole. With the help of her son Jonathan, Judy began using the internet in the 1990s, daring to venture into the world of technology as a senior. Echoing Rittner, Judy asked the editor of the Holocaust website remember.org, "And where are the women on your website?" She then set out to become a digital collector of female voices, as well as of writings based on research about women's specific experiences in the Holocaust. Judy describes her path to creating her website with passion. She felt compelled to bring both academia and personal reflections to a much wider audience, and over the years, many educators and students have indeed found guidance and source material through her site. The regularly updated bibliographies are inclusive in that texts by or about women are marked with an asterisk and do not form a separate category. Judy's website is a significant example of her persistent efforts to help chart a new course in studying and teaching the Holocaust. For years, Judy was busy giving talks at conferences and networking with scholars and survivors, inviting them to contribute to her site and becoming a connector and facilitator who brought researchers together and thus widened the scope of Holocaust education. She even traveled as far as Israel to attend presentations at the biennial conference on women and the Holocaust and to engage in discussions with scholars and survivors. I saw her there and at many such places. Judy came to meet me at the 2017 Congress of Humanities and Social Sciences at then Ryerson University, now Toronto Metropolitan University, carrying a copy of the latest book by Dr. Myrna Goldenberg, which the author had intended for me. Even though Judy was using a walker, she did not mind traveling the distance as a male woman. It pleased her that she could contribute to the sharing of research, even if it was by personally delivering a new book on women in the Holocaust. She was still tireless, even though in the previous few years she had been in ill health and weighed down by the mental and physical burden of attending to her husband, who has since passed away. Although Judy Cohen had been collecting women's Holocaust stories for decades, one account was missing, her own. She had published a few of her memories over the years on her website. In 1999, Fräulein, about the moment of liberation, followed by her moving piece, A Most Memorable Kol Nidre, in the same year. In 2004, her article, March 19, 1944, A Fateful Day for Hungarian Jews, was published in the Canadian Jewish News. All three pivotal memories are included under the section
Sample complete. Ready to continue?